Welcome to RMEI's Educational Symposium on Rheumatoid Arthritis here at ULAR. If you've joined us in the previous year, you might remember that we've explored topics in pathology, monitoring, switching versus cycling within a drug class, and shared decision making. We've also repurposed this activity for an online audience, and we present here the data we've collected from our learners' performance. I'm joined today by our Director of Outcomes and Analytics to discuss these findings. Can you tell us a little bit about our demographics?
Sure. We had 611 total learners, 202 of whom attended this conference last year, and the remainder participated in an online activity which featured content and assessment questions from last year's symposia.
We saw that our learners understood the effects of IL-6 inhibition on fatigue, but not so much so the connection between IL-6 itself and extra-articular RA symptoms like pain, depression, anemia. Any insight on this?
It was really interesting looking at this data. Effectively, the same question was asked to each audience in two different formats. One group was asked to identify common effects associated with IL-6 inhibition, and the other group was given a list of effects and asked to identify the associated cytokine, which, when elevated, was responsible for them. In the second scenario, where learners were given a list of effects and asked to relate them to a cytokine, 85% of the population responded correctly at post-test. However, in scenario one, where learners are asked to identify the effect of IL-6 inhibition, 25% incorrectly reported increased rates of depression relative to TNFIs. It would appear that there's a disconnect to some extent regarding the impact of inhibiting IL-6 on the common effects of elevated IL-6.
We also saw that learners tend to be mixed about when they should switch and when they should cycle within a drug class. We saw that pop up as a strength at one point and then as a point of weakness. In both situations, learners were presented with different case scenarios of non-response, such as primary versus secondary. When looking at the data, is there anything you found that might explain this?
Good question. It would appear that when learners are given the process, for example, discontinue one medication and switch to something with a different mechanism of action, they understand that this is the correct choice. However, when simply provided with the generic name for various plausible medication choices, they're unclear about which would represent cycling and which would represent switching, specifically with regard to an alternative mechanism of action. Reinforcement of which medications have which mechanisms of action would benefit this group greatly in helping them to make informed prescriptive choices.
Our faculty plan on spending some time today discussing questions related to the gaps that were identified, like when to switch or cycle, and how IL-6 contributes to more than just the joint-related aspects of rheumatoid arthritis. Can you tell us a little bit about the predictive model that was done and how we can potentially bridge these gaps?
Predictive models allow us to better understand the relationships between variables, in this case questions and demographic questions, that wouldn't otherwise be known. Our primary gap for this program was procedural proficiency relating to cycling versus switching, meaning that while learners may understand the facts about when to cycle versus when to switch, they remain challenged by the implementation of that knowledge in a clinical case scenario. The model revealed that poor performance in this area is related to very low or very high RA patient volume, being 0 to 5 RA patients per week or more than 15 patients per week, very low or very high confidence in their ability to know when to cycle versus when to switch, meaning I'm not at all confident or I'm completely confident ratings, a lack of understanding how the cytokine signaling pathway works, and more lax criteria for the way that they define remission. These variables represent areas which we're going to delve deeper into during today's program in the hopes that we'll be able to close the identified gap through additional educational reinforcement.
Thanks so much for that insight. That's all we have for today. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you enjoy the program.